This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
I trust everybody had a great weekend. How could you not? It's beautiful weather. I had a long honey-do list, and I did get most of it done. We had some work to do. Given the nice weather, there tends to be a little mud in our backyard, especially because the dogs pick a track along a fence in which the neighbor dogs are also out, and they both sides turn into Cujo Plus. Don't you love that? Boy, dogs really can get, they can get macho and tough when there's a fence separating them and the other dogs. You know, it's like, but then, you know, they actually meet up at some point.
Well, you see the video on Facebook where there's two big dogs and there's a fence and then they kind of open the fence and the dogs are really nice to each other. They close the fence and the dogs are...
I've not, but I need to see that because those are my dogs, especially Herbie the old fart. He barks louder than any of them. We have three, and he is the old guy in the crowd, and he acts like, you know, we got one neighbor dog, Paxton, the dear sweet golden doodle, right? I mean, he's bigger than a house, and he's just so calm and nice, and he comes over to visit once in a while with... cleaning out the garage this weekend and getting the squeegee and the whole power washing thing going. He kind of saunter over and I got him in their kennels and, you know, I let Herbie out because he was making me crazy with his Cujo bark. And he goes up to Paxton and it's like, oh, hi. And then they start sniffing each other's butts. I still don't know what that's about. You know, what is, after you are already mad at someone, why would there be a need to say, who is this person? Does anybody know what that's all about anyway?
I really don't know it. It's a dog thing.
We should get a vet on to explain that.
A people thing. Could you imagine?
Yeah, well, yeah, right?
Yeah, I'm glad that would not be good.
No.
Count me out in sniffing somebody's hind end. Yeah.
Just saying.
My favorite meme about a dog was there was a big raging party going on, and somebody was at the door letting somebody else into this big raging party, and they have the dog, obviously, there, and the dog is looking as though it is very perplexed, and the subtitle of the awesome meme was, you let all of these people in here without smelling their butt? You know, the question mark? That might be my favorite meme ever right there, actually. It's a dog humor, but it's pretty darn good. But anyway, I digress, as we often do. I'm just debating whether, do you go the invisible fence? Or do you go fence? Kind of like a sub-fence, so they stay away from the fence? Or are they just going to dig that up then? You know, I don't know. I'm thinking invisible fence is the way to go. The one where it only buzzes when they cross it?
Right.
Because then they don't cross it anymore. And they're not going to get near it. You know there's some bleeding heart listening saying, you can't do that to a dog. You can't shock them. Well, actually, you can. And if it's a training tool, they're smart enough not to get shocked. The idea is they only get a little nudge. We actually use the buzzer on our bark collars. How harmless is that? It just scares the daylights out of them for... They don't even yelp. It's a few seconds and they're fine. Anyway, these are third world problems, aren't they? Let's get to the first world problems on What's on Your Mind. Welcome to the program. I'm Scott Henn. Kevin Flynn is here manning the controls at the AM 1100, the Flag headquarters along I-29 in Fargo. West Fargo, Moorhead. Also, Todd, the radio guy on the 550, legendary voice of the Northern Plains, K-Fire. We're here to take your calls, your questions and comments. Ask a simple question. What's on your mind today? What's on your mind? You can text us anytime, 24/7. Todd's at 701-226-8503. I'm at 701-367-2054. Don't call it. We can't answer. We're busy on the radio. But if you text it, if you call it just to put it in your context, that's fine. 701-367-2054 is mine. 226-8503 is Todd's, okay? 24/7, we have the Oasis Petroleum Be the Buffalo Hotline. A lot of folks within the sound of our audience, they go into the storm. They go into the storm. And we appreciate that about them. Same thing the folks at Oasis Petroleum does. And they've been doing in the middle of this insane market where oil is minus zero. And now it's still 60-some guys. I haven't seen it over the weekend, but I believe it was nipping at 60 on the Brent for sure and WTI. It doesn't mean the price of oil is that here because we have a number of ways that oil gets to market, one in which our friends at Standing Rock Sioux Tribe are trying to shut down, which would even draw the ire of the MHA nation. So when you start ticking off other tribes, and they, in your own state, by the way, who also do not believe that what you're trying to do wouldn't infringe on their sovereignty, you got a bit of a problem. And the problem comes from outsourcing your advocacy to an eco-terrorist group, which is why we had DAPL and why they continue in court today to try to absolutely give the North Dakota economy a gut punch and shut down the DAPL pipeline, which if they did, the differential, meaning the amount of money it takes to get our oil to market, would increase, thereby decreasing the amount of dollars into the coffers of royalty owners, the people that actually own the oil, as well as the state of North Dakota, the biggest bounty holder on all things oil and gas, is government. You know that, don't you? Government's the big winner on oil and gas. And in North Dakota, they use it pretty responsibly. They use it to build roads and bridges. They fund schools with it and water projects. And over 50% of the taxes in this state come from the oil and gas industry. So if Standing Rock and Earth Justice win, that's what will be hurt. There are days that I think it's sovereignty they seek. Let's give them sovereignty. And every request, and I mean every request, from what higher ed is doing to everything in which they require our help, there will be a cost. Call it foreign aid, because they're sovereign. We don't do that now, but when we have an all-on enemy, and that's what they are, when they're trying to harm our economy as an all-out enemy, maybe we should do something differently about it. What do you think? Just something noodling around in my head over the weekend. In addition to the fact that Minnesota is about to go into another round of peaceful protests. Peaceful protests.
Well, and today in Minnesota, we're celebrating our one-year anniversary of Emperor Walls being installed a year ago in the People's Republic of Minnesota. So, big celebration this month.
A year.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Emperor Wall.
You mean the guy who thinks anything outside of the Twin Cities is rocks and cows? That guy?
Yeah, pretty much.
He was there before a year ago today. You're talking about his...
Oh, executive powers. When he put himself in charge when he made everybody else a spectator.
I got it. When he upped his power. When it wasn't enough to be governor and use the legislature. Got it. Which has been sadly, unfortunately, misused grossly in Minnesota. Some legislators think it has been used poorly in North Dakota as well. I don't see the changes they're proposing right now being that big of a deal. I think they're just shortening the timeline. The governor still can have emergency powers, just needs to go back a little more frequently. That's my understanding of it anyway. But I know that that will get some close scrutiny in the next half of the legislature and many other things that we're watching and have been talking about of late. So there's that. I also want to talk about giving you hope. One of the things that I sense in this audience is that every day people lose hope about the future of the country, about the direction of the country. They might have been mega faithful where they saw a president fighting for them unlike they'd ever seen a president fight for them before in their lifetime. And with him gone and their conservative warrior on the radio, Rush Limbaugh, gone, they lose hope. I am of the opinion we can never lose hope, ever. Even if we're on our deathbed, we don't lose hope. We pray for a happy death and our eternal life to begin once our earthly life is done, right? Certainly that's the Judeo-Christian sentiment that makes up the vast majority of North Dakotans, South Dakotans, and Western Minnesotans. So we should have that anchor already in who we are and where we're going, but things tend to make us worried. When we see, an election that is stolen, and a lack of election integrity, when we see a swamp take on a president, duly elected president, and try and undo that election for 5 years, it started even before he was president, and continues to this day, it's difficult to keep hope. When we see a $2 trillion package, $2 trillion package added to $6 trillion already, just to get your arms around that, that was the number, about $8 trillion, just in COVID relief much of which is unspent, $3 trillion unspent, and another $6 trillion that isn't even, well, arguably it's more a kitty for state and local governments than it is COVID relief. Actual COVID relief is minuscule in this total package that now totals $8 trillion. $8 trillion was the entire federal debt when George W. Bush left office, as I recall. Obama called it immoral debt, and then he doubled it. So I don't know what his is. Double, triple, dare you, immoral debt. I don't know what Obama thinks of that. Obviously, Obama doesn't care about debt. He is today the architect behind the scenes of all of the debt we are adding at this hour. That passed over the weekend, in case you had noticed. The House will do a slam dunk pass, and then we'll go to the president's desk, and he'll take a victory lap over it and mumble through some words about how great it is. And there will be unity. And not mention the fact, not one Republican vote made it happen in the U.S. Senate. What do you think of that? What will give you hope? What will give you hope to continue and not get to down and out? I want to talk a little bit about that. Mike Lindell is going to join us at the bottom of the hour to talk more about this as well. We have an event we're planning that I want to tell you about. Don't have a date or a time or a place yet, but it will be in May. Stephen Moore will be here. Senator John Hovind, too, will take your calls and questions. More after this.
Since Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces, we've been providing you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. Call 701-280-7038 and ask about our winter discount, or go online to pccnd.com.
Nearly 4,000 people work at the lignite mines and power plants in North Dakota. They are your neighbors, your relatives, your friends, and they produce the affordable and reliable electricity that keeps the lights on 24/7.
The coal industry, that's what got me here.
My job at the coal mine was a blessing.
Almost everyone who lives in town is either in the coal industry or they're related to someone in the coal industry. Really, this community's heart and soul is in the coal industry.
It's the work that keeps you coming back, you know. There's not too many people in the world that get to do what we do. I'm Lee.
I'm Kate.
I'm a heavy equipment operator.
I work at B&I Coal in Center, North Dakota.
And I am Lake Knight.
Meet these workers and others by going to www.iamlignite.com.
During this season of giving, give a life-changing gift, the gift of education. The University of Mary offers affordable, flexible adult education. Complete your bachelor's degree, earn a graduate degree, or enhance your skills with a certificate. Give yourself or someone you love a gift that lasts a lifetime. It's never too late to take the next step to reach your career goals. Classes begin this January and February. Give us a call at 701-355-8030 or find us at online.umary.edu/discovermore.
Since Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces, we've been providing you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. Call 701-280-7038 and ask about our winter discount, or go online to ramjacknorth.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
To weigh in today, tell us what's on your mind. Texts are rolling in already, brought to you by PetroServe USA today. Brand new week of specials, brand new month of specials. Any fresh baked muffin, 99 cents at all of their stores. Great home cooking with grab-and-go convenience. Like Swedish meatballs. at their Glendon location, Taco Skillet at their 12th Avenue I-29 location, Valley City, both beef tips and gravy, or scalloped potatoes and ham today. I call ahead for some custom-made burgers. They can do that. If you call a bit before you're going to roll in there, then it's ready to go. So it's pretty much made to order there, and they're all good. Sausage, potato, and hardwood, tater tot hot dish on West Main Avenue, West Fargo. And you'll see the Marathon, Senex, and PetroServe USA branded fuels. Three options. They do that because more suppliers. A lot of times you go to a location, they have one supplier. If that supplier price of gas goes up, they have to charge you more. In the case of PetroServe USA, they say, well, you have options. Okay, Senex, you charge us more. We're going to get from Marathon. We'll do our own branded fuel, which they can store up at lower prices. They also offer unleaded 88. Where not only do you win with a lower price, so does your neighbor, the corn farmer, and the schools, and the others. Hundreds of millions of dollars in economic impact from the ethanol industry. And E88 gets a higher octane, but it has some ethanol in it, which comes from corn. I use it all the time. Never get worse than the same mileage, once in a while, a mile or two, but it's always spitting distance from where I was at, and I take great pleasure in it because I love corn farmers. If I can help the ag community out by buying gas, I'm going to do it. Doesn't mean I don't like the oil. I get, you know, whatever, 90% oil in it anyway. So you're helping them all. That's beautiful. That's just beautiful. All right, let's get to the phones here. You can also call local numbers, 258-0550-701. 258-0550 or 271-1100 will get you Kev here in our Fargo studio. Get you on the air. All right. Texter says, Isaiah McKee is coming back next Monday to train our middle school teachers and tell us how much we are racist, bigots, and homophobes. I don't know who Isaiah McKee is, but I don't want to know. Then there is a spreadsheet on the things they're going to be teaching that he sent, which evidently came from a friend that works at the Bismarck Public Schools, wondering who the hell authorizes this leftist crap. The texter sends, if you find out who authorizes this, have them on your show so they get a good chewing from the citizens. If you do talk to somebody about it, don't let them off the hook. It might be the Bismarck school board's doing. I don't know. We're going to ask around. And I see somebody else has already texted with the very same notes here. So this is obviously in the hands of a lot of different people. We'll try and do some checking on all of that. So thank you for that, by the way. Appreciate it. The other question I started before the break, and I want to know, so make a note of that, Chris, producer man, Bismarck Public Schools, to ask about this Isaiah McKee that I don't even know who he is, but we'll dig into it, because the indoctrination that's going on in our public schools needs to be exposed. We have a battle in Minnesota brewing right now to remove from social studies, American history, the mention of World War I, II, as well as the Vietnam War, and be replaced with, wait for it, oh, maybe they're going to do like the Iraq War instead of World War II as another teaching on a you know, right? Desert Storm maybe going to go in, replacing World War I, II, and the Vietnam War. Nope, you'd be wrong. Transgender studies.
Oh, good.
Is going into the social studies realm.
Perfect. Yeah.
Which is not of God, folks. And I don't like messing with things that are not of God. That's kind of a personal thing. But if you are one of those folks who just thinks, you know, that's somebody's personal decision to change how they identify or how they have, I guess, how they go to the bathroom. I don't know how to say it politely. But
is identify the new word for pretend?
Well,
is that what I'm thinking?
But if you change your plumbing, you're not pretending.
Well, yeah, you are. You can't give birth no matter how much work you do on it.
Well, I understand, but there's
pretending to be a woman.
There's different, you know. There's different parts.
Right? Oh, yeah, I get that.
Yeah, and Todd's point, who knows what they're going to do next? Look what they do with a sheepdog and a poodle. I mean, things can, you know, I don't know how that works even. Who gets the wrong end of that deal, did you say?
The poodle, clearly.
Oh, the poodle, yeah. Anyway, those two don't belong in the same universe, because I don't care what they do with dogs. I do care what they do with human beings. And by I don't care with dogs, I don't mean harm them. I'm just saying, look, the fact they crossbreed them, whatever. I've got a sheep-a-doodle and a labradoodle, so two very important members of our family. I'm not going to make light of that. But I'm just saying that I want us all to think long and hard about when it says God created a man and God created a woman. So who created them? God. So is it for us to say that man is now a woman or a woman now a man? No, it's not. It's not even for them individually to say. And does that mean it's not going to happen? No. It's going to happen, and in some cases you're going to pay for it as a taxpayer. Because people that want that change are federal employees. I think a whole lot of professional help should prevent that, because I've seen the suicide rates on people that do go down that path. Okay.
And what would you guess is the total percentage of the American population that identifies as either LGBT or Q? What would you guess that percentage is?
I've always heard like 1 in 10. You know, and some people think it's higher now. I don't know. I know this. As a 56-year-old, it's a lot higher, you know, a lot higher percentage than the day I was born. And the day I was born was a lot higher than, you know, 20 years before. So I don't know the answer to that, Kev.
New figures have it between 5 and 6%
it
of
may
the
be.
Population.
It's small. It is. It's either 1 in 10 or less.
Very loud.
Probably. I don't know. I don't know what it is. It doesn't really matter. What's of God and what isn't? That's all you got to ask yourself. And then you could decide, what do I do when I encounter that? I'm going to tell that person this is not of God, so you're going down a dangerous path. And it is something that leads me to say, I will always love you, and I'll have unconditional love, but guess what? I can't condone what you're doing, because that's not of God. You just got to decide you're going to have conversations like that. Fred and Wing wants to get in here. Let's get you in. Fred, what's on your mind?
Well, your listeners always do this to me. I was going to talk about conspiracy, but I guess there's a conspiracy in the school boards, too, somewhere. I remember tackling this issue. The kids in Wing wanted me to come up there. They wanted to have a prayer at their baccalaureate. And they were told they can't do that. It's against the law. And that's not true. That's just 20-some years ago. I went to the school board meeting, and the superintendent was the one who was saying, you know, we just got to do this. And I was wondering where he was getting his information from. And here there was a book that he had pulled out to use on the school board and to use on me to handle the parents. This book was issued from the teachers. You're going to ask him, say, what's that book that you're reading out of there that has been issued to him to try to handle the people? That came from the teachers' union. And I said, let's close that book and let's talk about our students right here in Wing in this district. And they had their prayer.
That's genius. That's genius, Fred. Absolutely genius. And if enough people took the time to do what you just did in their school district, we wouldn't be debating whether to take World War I, II, and Vietnam War out and put transgender studies in. Exactly the way you need to do it, folks.
Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins and Cronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins and Cronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Cronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Cronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Cronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located at 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Two more women came forward over the weekend claiming the Democrat governor of New York, Andrew Cuomo, of sexual improprieties. U.S. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer on Sunday said he backed an investigation into sexual harassment allegations against Governor Andrew Cuomo made by five women, most of them former aides. The U.S. House of Representatives is set to vote on Wednesday on a pair of bills to expand background checks before gun purchases, 2 years after a similar House effort failed to make it through the Senate. Mackenzie Scott, philanthropist, author, and former wife of Amazon founder Jeff Bezos, has married Dan Jewett, a Seattle science teacher who expressed gratitude for the exceptional privilege it will be to partner in giving away money with the potential to do so much good when shared. A Chinese-approved COVID-19 vaccine has led to two people dying and two people in ICU after 83,400 people received the Sinovac vaccine in Hong Kong. USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Mr. Sandman, couldn't you go with like Mr. Sandman and do this?
Yeah,
accomplish the same thing.
Yeah, we could have done that.
Yeah.
But this one rocks, man.
It does. Yeah, and they're doing this because, you know, the Sandman gets you to sleep, Mr. Sandman. Yeah. My pillow also gets you to sleep. And the founder, inventor, dare I say genius, behind MyPillow will join us in one moment. But first, Clint and Bismarck. Clint, what's on your mind? Quickly, please.
Hey, I was calling in on HR1. I know it's old news, but Kevin Cramer, he was out there for us again. He did not want the bill read, but Ron Johnson did. Thanks, Ron Johnson, and those senators should have to listen to every single one of those bills read in its entirety, and it should all come out instead of passing it to see what's in it.
That's what fight looks like to you, Clint, is them reading the bills they're going to jam down our throat. And I don't disagree with you because it keeps it there, and yeah, I wish they would cover it 24/7 on CNN and MSNBC and... And all of that.
They waste a lot of time. That he said it was a waste of time. But, you know, I look at these Republicans, and I have to give a high five again to Chris Ruddy and Newsmax. Greg Kelly Friday night said it all when he had a picture of Karl Rove with the heading Turd Blossom. And maybe I'm not supposed to say that on here, but they had it on...
Well, there is such a thing as a turd blossom, and a turd blossom is something you can say on the radio because it's factual. And it was also the nickname that George W. Bush gave Karl Rove. So, as usual, Greg Kelly was just having some fun with humor. And I'm a big Newsmax fan, Greg Kelly even more so. Pretty amazing. We had Anthony Giuliani on last week, who's now part of the Newsmax family, too. But yet even they aren't going to tell you what our next guest is going to tell you about the election integrity and lack thereof of 2020. Mike Lindell is back, the founder of MyPillow, the inventor of MyPillow, the man behind the smoking gun of election 2020, knows absolute proof. We have a talk radio expose with an interview of all but two, I think now, of the subject matter experts in absolute proof that is available on our website. You also, if you haven't seen it yet, I talked to people at church on Saturday morning. They said, boy, how's Mike doing? Is everything going okay? And I said, have you watched the Absolute Proof yet? Well, we heard about it. We haven't watched it yet. I'm like, there's a 30-minute version at LindellTV.com with just the evidence. I don't know that America's not worth it. I've started saying if you've not watched it, your Patriot card is almost being revoked because you got to watch this and get the facts about what happened. And why do you think every other network's trying to shut it down? Just ask yourself that question, including Newsmax, because of threats from lawsuits. Anyway, Mike Lindell is back and has another movie coming out he's going to tell us about as well. Mike, Welcome back. Thanks for taking the time for our listeners. You know, you give us hope with your battles. You know that, right?
Right. Well, thanks. And I've been telling on the media now has completely shut me down. That's why you haven't heard much in the last week here. But we've been using this time to really build up what all we're doing. And I said it before. I want everyone to think about this. You know, if someone was out there, and actually, if there was a bunch of people out there going, Mike Lindell's got rocks and scissors and knives and all his pillows, and what would I do? I would say, hey, everybody, come here and look inside my pillows. It's beautiful, patented fill. There's no rocks or knives. And Dominion and Smartmatic, they're not doing that. Why? Because there is rocks and knives and stuff inside their machines. I mean, i.e. being fraud, being this weighted waste feature. And it's been quite a week. You probably didn't hear it on the news. Maricopa County in Arizona, it is like the Arizona people are there. These guys are fighters down there. The Senate, they are just going after this audit. They've got, the judge said, you got it now, after they've had, you know, a month battle with, they've got a subpoena, they've got everything. Well, then just yesterday when they, you know, they said they can do the audit, it was scheduled to start this week. They're taking ballots, shredding them. There was a fire at some farmer's house that they figured that there were ballots there, burning them. I mean, this is crazy, everybody. I've got people on the ground there. I became kind of like a hub of a wheel for everything in this country. Everyone's calling me. I actually have probably 500 emails to go through where people have more, you know, people turning over that are gonna roll over on there. That actually work for some of these companies, Dominion and Smartmatic, people that were involved in this, whistleblowers, all kinds of stuff. But for now, this big audit in Maricopa County is so important. And we've got, and then this week I'm speaking there. Actually, I'm going to do it remotely because of the danger. We're doing also there, which everybody's going to get involved in across the country. We're doing recalls like they are in California. In Arizona, if you go right now to LindellTV.com, there's a group up there. Right now we got about half the petition in to recall Doug Ducey, the Secretary of State, and all these people that blocked this from happening. These people committed crimes against our country and humanity. I don't care if they were secondarily involved. Everyone's getting involved in Arizona now. We're doing this big recall. You only need 25% of the election to pull these people down. It's very easy, especially when they're corrupt Republicans. I mean, then you got both parties pulling these down and then, getting rid of these people that, blocked all this from us getting the truth. Right now we're taking, we've gotten, since I've talked to you, Scott, and your listeners, we've gotten all kinds of due diligence we've done for the last part of the absolute proof, which is all the machines that were involved, all the computers that were involved, all the attacks from the other countries. We've researched, got all the IP address and computers that match up perfectly. And then we also have the numbers that come off the spyware from the government that night of the election, actually from the 1st to the 5th, and the converter that converts it into these other, the actual, when it happened, how it happened, the ID and all this, and tracking each one. What we're doing now is we're pulling out, like in Arizona, we're pulling off the spyware, putting it in, plugging it into Arizona when they do the audit, and things are coming back like they did in Antrim County, Michigan. They match up perfectly. So things are going to fall like dominoes.
You have said before, Mike, you've said before that the only thing you are currently interested in getting before the Supreme Court is a challenge related to the voting machines. And if I heard you correctly, it was attaching that latest investigation and data, and obviously getting the Supreme Court to awaken on the lack of integrity in the last election with some analysis like came out of Antrim County, Michigan, in Absolute Proof. Even Karl Rove, who I consider a friend, by the way, and Carl did me a favor. He watched all 2 hours of Mike's movie. I used Carl's criticism, which was really related to dead votes happen everywhere. Dead voters vote everywhere. You know, this stuff, there's spikes in every election, but had very little to say about the last 45 minutes, other than that was above my security clearance. I didn't have that high level of security clearance, and we're a nation of laws, so I don't think that happened. But you have to admit what happened in Antrim County is troubling, because we have to rely that some woman said she screwed up. And Senator Kevin Cramer said very clearly, Antrim County's a smoking gun, because it proves what they said you couldn't do, you could do. And they did it. They swapped votes from the transfer point to prompt a Biden win in Michigan. Thankfully, it was a small county, so literally you could go person by person to say, how'd you vote exactly? And find out they were wrong. They were wrong. So the evidence is there. When do you get it, and how do you get it before the Supreme Court, Mike?
Well, this isn't just Antrim County. This is the whole country. It was done in every state with three different machines, ESNS, Smartmatic, and Dominion. And what I'm doing is, you guys, it'll be next week, I'm coming out with a platform that's basically a YouTube and a Twitter combined. This is the most indestructible thing ever. And what's going to happen is, all the people in this country right now, the influencers that can't talk about vaccines that are bad for you, or they can't talk about this machine election fraud, now they're all going to be able to come on this platform and not worry about breaking their YouTube and corrupt Google taking down their YouTube. Well, when we do that, we're going to have about 4 weeks of a complete media blast. I'm doing a new documentary just on the foreign interference. We're going to flood this country and the world with information, and we're going to show evidence you will not believe. Scott, it'll be the most amazing thing, where every single person in this country, even a Democrat, is going to go, wow, look at this. This is, you can't deny it. Then it gets before the Supreme Court with a lot of law enforcement, attorney generals behind this. This is all brand new. This is only the biggest attack on our country. It's the biggest cyber attack in world history. And this will all go. And then at that time, the Supreme Court, being everyone have already seen everything, they're going to have to open it up and say, wow. They won't even have to do anything. Just say, yes, 9-0. This is, our country was attacked. Our whole election was taken over by a, everyone was picked by foreign countries.
I hear a lot of people hear that, and they say two things. Who will listen? But obviously, if you get the Supreme Court, like you say, to say, wow, this happened, that's a whole different deal. Number one, what is the barrier that would prevent you getting this heard? What could prevent this from being heard between now and whenever that is? What do we need to do to make sure this does get out?
Well, what we need to do is I've got other stuff, documentaries coming out, but we're going to release evidence, the actual evidence. You've never seen this stuff. I mean, nobody has. We're doing a lot of stuff I can't see on the air. One of them is a simulated election. We're going to be doing a lot of things, and we have a lot of evidence. Now, imagine having 10 Antrim counties where you show what was flipped, the IP address that they matched, the computers perfectly, they matched like Maricopa. We're going to have all that in Maricopa. You're going to have 20 Antrim counties. They're all over the place. Scott, I want to tell you, one of them, we were going in there to do it and got compromised. Somebody let the word out and they fired the lady, or they told her she had to fire or quit the day we went there to do it undercover and under the radar. These guys are good. They're listening in phones. I mean, this is a battle like that you've never seen.
And of course, we're certainly praying for Mike's protection, as well as these patriots that are coming forward with not a lot of upside, with a whole lot of risk, being fired or worse. You know, think of this, why we know what we know about what happened on November 1st, 2nd, and 3rd, and this surveillance system, because there were patriots that came forward and says it's being used in a way it shouldn't be. More with Mike coming up after the break. Nate in Fargo has a question for him. Anybody else, welcome to on What's On Your Mind.
It's time. Time to return to Norway. Let's plan for 2021.
Nobody better to take you to Norway than Carol Juven at Juven Tours and Travel. You know, basically, if you want to do Norway, you want to do a family trip, you want to do it right, you want to just say, hey, what's my celebration going to be when this mess is over? Pick 2021. Right now, you know, find a month in 2021 and book it, right?
Yes, we have got five tours for 2021.
What number trip to Norway will that be for you?
Trip number 180.
Let's help them build back, because this is it in Norway. Tourism is what makes them go. It's pretty phenomenal. And if folks are dreaming a little about 2021, what do they need to see?
Oh, the fjord country they need to see, and the people. We don't just tour Norway. We meet the people.
Carol wants to send you a giant map of Norway free. 701-237-9000. JuvenTours.com. JuvenTours.com. And it'll help you find your family with that map. JuvenTours and Travel. 237-9000. JuvenTours.com.
We're Tioga Chamber of Commerce, and we want you to consider Tioga, North Dakota for your business or a place to raise your family and realize your career dreams. Tioga's average yearly household income of over $73,000 a year supports nearly 140 area businesses. Tioga is a driver and innovator in local education with technologies like drones, 3D printers, electronics, and coding opportunities to prepare students for success well into the 21st century. Tioga is an active community that offers great activities for families like Freedom Fest, Drone Camp for Kids, Robot Camp for Kids, Farm Festival, and Pumpkin Festival. Tioga Chamber of Commerce is proud to sponsor programming on AM 1090 KTGO and AM 550 KFYR. We want you to consider Tioga, North Dakota for your business or a place to raise your family and realize your career dreams. If you're looking for great opportunities, please visit us in Tioga and experience a great point of view. Or for more information, visit TiogaND.org.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
If you've been following the markets, then you know how huge the automation markets are becoming. Robotics, autonomous cars, and enterprise automation services are revolutionizing entire industries. The bottom line is that automation is powering the future. And you can find out which companies are leading the charge with your free subscription to Avid Biotech Stock Trends when you text the word trend to 48542. We've identified a cutting-edge company that's leading the industry in creating the next generation of robotics and automation. Get this cutting-edge intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device when you text the word TREND to 48542. Get ahead of the curve on robotics and automation industry leaders with your free research from Biotech Stock Trends. Text the word TREND to 48542. Text TREND to 48542. Text the word TREND to 48542.
Power grid failures and natural disasters, they happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What's on your mind is brought to you in part by Action Movers. Getting a move estimate from Action Movers is so easy. Virtual moving quotes now. You meet with one of the relocation consultants virtually. Literally your smartphone, your convenience, or they can come to your home or business, guide you through a stress-free move experience. Same-day estimates, honest, straightforward pricing. If you're moving your home, office, or employees, they help you every step of the way. Moving is easy with Action Movers. Call them, 701-566-5532. Veteran-owned and have all the background with licensing and drug testing and all the labor is, I mean, just don't go with anyone because they say, you know, they're veteran-owned. That's great they're veteran-owned, but there's more to it than that. This company's been around since 1932. Action Movers with two A's, Action Movers, or call 566-5532.
3-2. I don't even know why we're talking to Mike here, because there's really nothing to see about any problem with the election, according to Joe Biden anyway, right? I mean,
in America, when questions are raised about the legitimacy of any election, those questions are resolved through the legal processes. And that's precisely what happened here. The Trump campaign brought dozens and dozens and dozens of legal challenges to test the result. They were heard again and again. And each of the times they were heard, they were found to be without merit. Time and again, President Trump's lawyers presented arguments to state officials, state legislatures, state and federal courts, and ultimately to the United States Supreme Court twice.
If you could get back up on the floor and regain your wind after laughing so hard, Mike, what do you think of that?
It's unbelievable. Well, you know, at least we'll get this evidence out there. Maybe it'll save Biden, because he's just a big shill anyway out in the front there. But yeah, it's sickening.
What is the timeline for all this? When do you think this is resolved? The evidence is out. The Supreme Court gets a chance to hear it. When is that?
Well, all the evidence will be blasted out. You got to trust me on that. With the megaphone we're going to have coming in a week or so, it'll be out everywhere. Everyone's going to see it. You can just day by day, you can page through it. It's, you know, and then I believe it'll be about 4 weeks, 3 to 4 weeks maybe, when we bring it before the Supreme Court. Now the evidence is all public there too. So we're going to be like, we're going to show everything. It's not like you're going to hold anything back. We're going to show everything. And we're going to have, then you have the people, by then you're going to have people that admit they did it. You're going to have people that, whistleblowers. You're going to have people that turn evidence that, that say they did it just to save going to prison longer than your jacket.
And let me add like this. That. China played a big role. 60% of the intrusions came from China. We're at war with China.
Yeah.
We're at war with China, and nobody knows it.
Yeah, well, that's right. Well, that's what this is. This is the CCP. This is China coming into our country. But you have all these actors here. This isn't a Democrat or Republican thing, people. This was an attack and a takeover of our country. You think this canceling out of our people, of our media, you know, canceling people out, and you're going to pretty soon it'll be just like these other countries, like Germany back when they you take over communications and you just have one narrative going out there, and that's it, and that's what they're doing. When this manifests out, the Supreme Court will have to look at it, because if everyone else would have seen it, I mean, they have to say, here, finally, like what Biden just said, no cases, only every case that's been looked at is still open in the United States. In Massachusetts, Antrim County, there's the things popping up everywhere. You just don't see it in the news. And we're going to have, obviously, the spyware to back up.
Well, and the reason we can call Joe Biden a bald-faced liar in that clip is that he said all these were dismissed without merit. Many of them, they didn't even get past standing, let alone a merit.
It's just a lie. None of them are looked at.
And by the way, when we hear the news about the Supreme Court, as we just did, dismissing President Trump and Attorney Lynn Wood's final election challenge without comment, it's not even the relevant Supreme Court challenge, because you're telling us that evidence isn't before the court yet. So don't worry about these other challenges, right?
That's right. None of the evidence I have. This came out January 9th, and that's why it's very, that's why Dominion and everybody is very, very afraid of this getting out there. That's why I've been attacked. They've tried to destroy Mike Lindell, MyPillow. They tried to destroy The Voice. We're going to make that voice 100 times bigger in about a week. Once it's all out there, we get before the Supreme Court. And by the way, and the reply by MyPillow is going to be going after Dominion. All the evidence is going to be put out there.
All of that might cost. All of that costs money. And I know you're writing a lot of checks yourself, but I know MyPillow is a great platform, but it's cost you mightily on the MyPillow front as well, which is why we encourage our listeners to double down on supporting MyPillow for every family event coming up, anniversaries, birthdays, whatever, just because we sold so darn many robes, you can't even keep them in now. I have to get my wife a new present so we can talk about that one again. But do you need more help for your legal defense in protecting these whistleblowers? Can we help you?
Well, what I'm doing, I'm paying for all my defense, and I don't think but I am set, I've got set up the Lindell Legal Offense Fund. I know there's things across this country. I've been putting all my money into it. Anyone out there, we need to get people involved in you know, getting helping support, all the things that are going on out there offensively. We need to get this country back, and I know where this money, the best place to put this money. So I've got that set up. It's going to be, people are going to be able to put money into that.
The point is, I think LindellTV.com has the minimum today. Share that. Share LindellTV.com. Ask people to go there and help any way they can, most especially with the information about Absolute Proof. Our website has the interviews of all the subject matter experts. And Church People, your new movie comes out March 13th. Where are we going to be able to see it, Mike?
You just go there and you'll be able to put it in. And that's I have a cameo in that, and it's just a great movie to watch, bring the gospel back to the church.
I love it. And we will have a premiere of that March 13th, so stay tuned for that. Mike Lindell.
Moving soon, go with a family-owned, veteran-owned company, and your move could be paid for. If you need a realtor to find you a home or sell your home, you might be able to move for free with Action Movers. Here's how it works. Fill out an easy form online, and a local realtor will call you within 24 hours. You sell your home and or buy a new home, and you then receive $5 in cash for every $1,000 in home purchase or sale price. And then you move with Action Movers and save money. ActionMovers.com has the details, or call 701-566-5532.
Join Piper's Auctioneers for these upcoming farm equipment auctions in Sioux Falls, Steele, Bowman, Jamestown, Bowdoin, Marmoth, Lear, Raleigh, and Bismarck. In March, Piper's will be hosting the two-day Western Dakota Equipment Auction in Bowman, featuring the Charlie Hilton and Abercrinkie retirements, followed by the premier Reuben and Clarice Lichty Farm Retirement Auction in Jamestown. Inventory is updated daily on all Piper's equipment auctions, including the quarterly timed online-only auctions and our multiple regional equipment auctions in North and South Dakota. Get all details and information at Piper's.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Attention radio listeners, if you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electricity, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited number of solar backup generators are now back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently in your own home. So whether it's dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. And the best news, this week only, listeners purchasing a solar generator will receive hundreds of dollars in free off-the-grid bonuses. So go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Again, supplies are extremely limited, so go to mysolarbackup.com today.